Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, yes. I just was doing a form to put in for a thing to get something from Amazon, a special deal. And instead, it ended up charging me on my credit card $59.89 for something called PlanFitter Health. And I'm assuming that's you because that's the phone number that's listed here.
Yes, and can I get your zip code and your first and last name?
First name is Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Last name is Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N.
And your zip
How
code?
Did I manage to get into this?
So the number you're calling, we are a third-party call center. I would have to have an account pulled up first. And what was your zip code?
99205.
Yes, and give me one moment. Yes, and could you verify your mailing address?
My mailing address is 816 West Francis Avenue, postal mailing box number 473. In Spokane, Washington, 99205.
Yes, and it looks like this was a contest entered for a KitchenAid mixer. By entering that contest, you do have to be enrolled in our meal planning app called ByteSub.
It doesn't tell you that, so I would appreciate it if you would discontinue that right now.
Yes, and those terms and conditions are stated in the on the website whenever you enter that contest. It's for a meal planning app because your recipes go back in carbs and sugar. We can offer a $20 month rate if you'd like to continue.
No, I don't want to be in it at all. And apparently you don't make it very clear in there because I did not see that anywhere in the paper, the stuff I was looking at.
Yes, and
so
we apologize.
I'm not quite
sure. Terms of issue might have been overlooked. I did go ahead and have your subscription canceled. I also avoided that charge. Would you like a cancellation number?
Okay. All right, so somewhere in there, like on the last page, it had a little bleep of something. There was no way to X out of it at that point, so I'm assuming that's probably where you managed to get me caught up in this, possibly.
You would have
I
had
didn't
to click
understand.
A box that states you're 18 years or older and that you read or understood the terms and conditions.
No, didn't do that at all. So it's kind of interesting. All I did was asked it to submit for the KitchenAid thing. So I'm not sure where in there something's buried of yours, but it didn't pop up. Otherwise, I obviously would not have continued. So, all right, you will be canceling. They'll be canceling and stopping that, correct?
That's correct. Would you like a cancellation number?
Would I like what?
A cancellation number.
No, I don't think so. Can you email it to me?
We can give a cancellation number over the phone. Would you like the cancellation number?
Okay, hang on. Let me get a piece of paper. If I can find something in my wallet here to write on. Yeah. Give me a second here. I was not planning on writing. Oh, crap. I don't have a... Where's the pin? Maybe in here. Ah, there's a pin. All right, so we're halfway there. Right on that, that's a, we can write on this, though. Yeah, that'll work. Okay, how do I get this set open? All righty. Ready for the number.
So it's C as in Charlie?
31. 31, then 6-1.
And then
okay.
4.
4, okay.
And that's it.
Okay, so C is in Charlie. 9206-31614. And this is for the cancellation of it.
That's correct.
Correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so that should just come right off and disappear off my credit card, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so apparently in order to have this, to try for this KitchenAid thing, they sign you up for whatever you are, correct?
Yes, you have to be enrolled in our app because that's where they pick the clinics from.
Okay. All right. That's not really a way. That's not really getting a KitchenAid for a good price then. All righty. Didn't make that very clear. Okay. Thank you for taking it off. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Interesting.